Maryland. Come on down.
Look at me. I am so nervous. Oh, excuse me. My name is Brush, and I'm a grateful recovering addict. I never thought I'd be up here. Never, ever did I think I'd be standing here. And I never thought I'd be in recovery, first of all, because I don't have a problem. At least that's what my head tell me. But I'm at the convention. I got a tape going on. You know what turned me on? When I used to come here, my sponsor, my first sponsor here, and so much love in Annapolis. You know, so much love in Annapolis. And this water turned me on. Oh, maybe one day I could be up there. But then I look at this big old box. I'm like, they reading from there. I ain't gonna never be up there. But that's a whole nother story. Recovery, I am just like shaking. Recovery is an inside job. And my sponsor had me doing some work. Because I never was small enough, or I was too dark, or, you know, it was always one of those things I thought that I wasn't enough of. But today I'm okay with Brosha. And if I keep on this path that I'm on, I'm going to be loving me just a little bit more today. Just a little bit more. But I'm afraid to God to speak through me. Every time I just got nervous and nervous. I thought about this and I thought about this. And it's like the tape rolling, speak. I say Ron should be up here sharing, but I know he had his turn. And even Karen should be up here sharing. It's like so many people coming here from Annapolis just to see me, and I always thought that I wasn't enough of. You know, I got a reading problem, but guess what? Recovery made the tapes, so that ain't gonna stop me. I still can do my step work. Some people say, why you keep talking about your reading? Because that's where I'm at. I want to be better with my reading, but I'm not there yet. But I have a lovely tutor. And I always find things, candy bars and men, to make me feel better. But that's not where it's at. To make me feel better, I have to do some work on me. I have to make Brosha love Brosha for who she is. You know, if she 300 pounds, or if she light skin, or whatever she is, Brosha have to love her for her, because she's doing the next right thing for the next right reason. And all the men that I get involved with, you know, they have to be a newcomer or somebody I can teach something to. I'm still learning myself. So why am I keep doing the same thing looking for a different result? Why? Because of a failing? But how the outcome come? How the outcome comes out with me getting hurt all the time? And if I love myself a little bit more today, then I stop doing the same thing, looking for a different result, right, Karen? Right. You know, this is such an honor to be up here, and I keep getting stuck. You know, love everywhere. I met this gentleman. He gonna have y'all cracking up here so good. I mean, I love going all over for my recovery. as recovery is an inside job. I love going all over for my recovery. You know, my girlfriend I used to hang with, because I just get my license 3 years ago, and I'm 40 years old. Don't I look good? But I'm just getting my license 3 years ago, and my girlfriend and us used to go everywhere, meetings, Baltimore, D.C., wherever. It's a different meeting. And even Jovell, me and him ride and go to meetings. But then they backed off me. You know, I don't know, somebody else came in their life, Jovell, or somebody else came, a girl, you know. But it's okay. Recovery is an inside job. When I was coming here, I met a couple of people, and I was saying this is my first time doing a meeting, and they gave me a loving hug and said, it's going to be all right. And then the guy that's doing the tape, he was like, they really going to take this home with them. You know, all them other meetings. And then that made me even more nervous. They really going to take it home. But I sit here and I pray to God. I know he's going to work through me. Because recovery is an inside job, and I've been doing some work. My sponsor, she's not here. But my sponsor I had before her, she's here. And Sheena, I'm so grateful that you're in my life. You know, I thought, you know, she wasn't my sponsor no more, so she don't want nothing to do with me. Fool me. That's me living in my head. I'm sitting here reading. Recovery is an inside job. I wrote down everybody, my name by everybody, little book. You know, this is where I'm sharing it. Y'all come. Then people start coming in. And then I'm looking for one person. That's how I let people judge me. It could be 50 people in here, just that one person don't show up. What happened to my love for all these people that did show up? You know, being grateful. Being grateful. Well, I was talking about my sponsor. It's so much love in there in Annapolis. You know, we do our, when I do my step work, I do it on tape. And my sponsor, she makes sure I understand what the step means. And now I'm feeling embarrassed up here. I'm telling y'all how to do my step work. And yeah, you're right. I'm getting it done. I'm doing what I have to do to make me a better person. And that's all I have to do, right? Keep focusing on making me a better person. Even though sometimes I keep making the same stupid mistake. But this year when I came to Ocean City, because I'm always bringing a newcomer here with me, you know, somebody new to this. I ain't going to get all caught up in that drama. And I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to make me better. I'm here to make me better. And the only way I can make me better, recovery is an inside job. Keep doing my step work. So what? I'm doing it on tape. You know, so what that my sponsor had to tell me 3 and 4 times, do you understand now? I hated that word. What you mean, do I understand? I ain't stupid. But do you really understand? And I'm grateful for the love that Annapolis give me, because I always wanted to be loved. Always wanted to be loved. But now, I'm being loved. I'm being loved, and I appreciate it. Did I do my time?
Help somebody. Help somebody.
I hear you say, tell my story. It's like my mother was there for me as far as buying me clothes, and she was there to take care of me, have a roof over my head. And I'm one of seven. And you don't mean go back that far, do you? I'm one of seven, and my mother took care of us, dressed us real nice and everything. I know how to feel when you only had bread and butter in the refrigerator. So when I was out there getting high, having baking soda and butter and bread in the refrigerator, I know how to adapt to that, because that's how my mother, brought me up. But as time went on, she got better. She got better, and I wish that my mom's was here. One year, I was going to bring her, but she said she had to bring her little Hennessy's and drinks with her. And I used to get high with my mother. I used to get high with my mother, and I thought that's what it takes to get that love from her. I did go out there and sold me for me and my mother can sit at that table and get high. That's what I did, because I want that approval from her. And now today she's still getting high. And I think I'm a cut above. But in reality, I am a cut above, because I choose not to get high for 7 years. I am a cut above, and she can be the same way. I think everybody that decide this new way of life is a cut above. Everybody. Because we ain't doing the same thing, looking for a different result. So I was struggling with that, with my mother still out there getting high and letting her manipulate me to giving her my money that I work hard for. You know, I work in a jail. I got 15 inmates under me, and I got an issue with that. It's getting better, dog. It's getting better, because I thought in order for me to be better, I have to have a fine brother on the side of me, making me look good. Check that out. I'm already looking good, huh? But this is where I let my mind take me at. In order for my life to be complete, that I have to have a man on the side of me. It's an inside job, and I'm doing my step work. I don't need no man beside me. I do not need that. I do not need to go out there and buy all them candy bars and ice cream for I can feel good on the inside. Just keep on, let my tutor help me. Keep on spending time with my network, with my sponsor. Just keep spending time with y'all. I know I'm gonna be a better person. I know God has something good for me. Oh, let me tell y'all, I'm very sick right now. Blood clots and fibroids in my stomach, and it's laying on my vein. And I wanted to have this cute outfit on, but it's like a 23-pound baby in my stomach. So I couldn't wear that cute outfit. But I'm still here. I'm still here. And I get scared sometimes. But I know God ain't bring me this far to let me go. I know he ain't bring me this far to let me go. And laying in the hospital, I wonder where everybody was at. Why y'all ain't come and see me? Y'all know who I am? Broshen, I'm sick. Where y'all at? Y'all supposed to be here for me. But those people were there, Black. I appreciate it. Every day, another recovery there that came there. Gary came there. I really appreciate the love that I get from Narcotics Anonymous. Because I'm not loving me as much as I should. But I am loving me. I am loving me. Because I ain't out there smoking crack, sucking dick, selling my body. I ain't out there doing that stuff no more. Because God have a plan for me. And if I stay on this road of recovery, what is it? The sky's the limit. The sky's the limit. I know I'm going to get another chance to be up here with this Napoleon and my water and all of y'all out there. I know I'm going to get another chance. So I feel like I have some more to say, but it's just like people just keep coming in here and I'm not focusing on me. Thank you for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing.